That's a good one, what that is right there. Amen. I like that song. Praise the Lord. Let me give you a couple of prayer requests that I hope that you'll write these names down and be praying for them during this time. I've been asked to pray for a six-year-old at St. Jude's with bone cancer. His name is Mac Ward, W-A-R-D, and he is scheduled to have his leg amputated this Thursday. He's got bone cancer, a six-year-old. We want to pray for this little one especially, Mac Ward. And then I wish you would write down the name Shirley Crum. She is a dear, dear lady of God, and she's at the John City Medical Center, not doing well at all. God can touch her. God can heal her if he so chooses. Brother Dallas told me today that they're telling him a couple hours to 2 days is what they're saying. So unless something changes, Miss Crum is on her way to see Jesus. I was up there this afternoon, and Miss Betty Page came in, and I prayed with her, and we began to sing, and started singing "Peace, Peace, Wonderful Peace," and Miss Crum raised her hand, singing with us, and I heard her talk to Miss Page and say, "I just want to go home. I just want to go home," and that's a precious way to leave this world, isn't it? And we want to pray for them. I sense this in my heart that the Lord would have us to pray for these two. And let's do it right now. Can we do that? And ask the Lord to really touch them and bless them and breathe upon them. And ask God to be with them during this time. As I pray out loud, would you pray there in your seat? Mac Ward, six-year-old, can you imagine? With bone cancer. And then Shirley Crum, unless something changes, on her way to see Jesus. Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you that we can pray. And I thank you tonight that your word tells us to come under the throne of grace boldly, that we may obtain grace and find help in time of need. We thank you that you have promised that you're an ever-present help in time of need, and that you're our refuge and strength. And Lord, we thank you today that we know that you're a sovereign God, that you care about us, and that you watch over your children. And I pray especially right now, Lord, on behalf of these two dear, dear people. We pray, our Lord, for Mac Ward, this six-year-old. We ask that you'll touch him now as he's got this bone cancer and as he's plowing towards having his leg amputated this week. Lord, I pray you'll touch his body. God, I pray that you'll help him as a little child. Sure, he probably doesn't even know what's going on. Lord, I pray that you'll wrap your arms around him. We ask our Lord that you will use this time during this little boy's life to draw people, including himself, to you. We pray that you'll use him, Lord, to manifest your glory in that place. And may they see the God of heaven that is at work. And we pray as they take the leg off, we ask that you'll help it to remove the cancer with it. May there be no more cancer left in his little body. Father, I don't even know this little boy, but I know you do. And I pray for him that you'll touch him and help him, guide the surgery. May it go well. I pray for his mom and dad, those that are with him. Would you speak peace to them? And then, our Lord, I pray for Miss Shirley Crum. We ask our God that you will breathe upon her. We ask our Lord that you will touch her tonight. We thank you for her strong faith in you. We thank you that through the pain she was singing and lifting her hand to heaven. And we thank you for those who are loving on her. We pray for Brother Dallas. We pray for the children involved. We pray for this church family. What a dear woman of God. And I pray for her that you'll bless her and you'll help her. You'll encourage her. You'll give her strength. Make this as easy as possible, I pray. We pray if this is your will to take her on home, I pray that you'll ease her pain and give the dying grace that we know you give. Thank you, Lord, that you're enough for life. Thank you that you're enough for death. And thank you, Lord, that you are victory over the grave. And for the child of God, you have said that He that liveth and believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. We thank you for this promise. We ask for your blessing upon us. And would you tabernacle among us tonight and challenge us from your word, I pray. Sing this with me with our heads bowed and eyes closed. Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight rolls a melody sweeter than song. In celestial-like strains it unceasingly falls o'er my soul like an infinite calm. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love. Aren't you glad, no matter what you go through, that God can give you peace in it? God can give you peace. We give him glory tonight for that. Praise for that. What a gift. When you think about it, what a gift. The peace of God. It's a sweet thing, isn't it? Many of you have experienced it, haven't you? And Miss Crum's experiencing it tonight. And all that's going to happen, if things, unless she has a miraculous turnaround, she's just going to fall asleep and open her eyes and see the Lord. I'm kind of envious. I told her this afternoon. I'm a little bit envious of you. And what a precious thing. By the way, this goes right along with the first point of the message tonight. And you'll understand it when you hear it. We don't have forever to serve Jesus. Night is coming. And every day we have, we better give it to the Lord. I'm preaching before I preach tonight. God's calming us down tonight. I sense this. The announcements, forget them. You can look at the bulletin for yourself. I believe the Lord is in this place tonight. Who'll stand to your feet and just talk about the peace? No trouble, no heartache, just the peace that God has given you down through life. Who'll stand to your feet and just talk about that tonight? Anybody?
Father, I just want to thank God for many, many blessings. I'm 6 years old today. I'm a third diamond in the head. I want to thank you for coming down and bringing me out of here today and lifting me up and giving me that peace and strength, my brother. I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for what you've done. I want to thank you for what you've put in my heart.
Amen. God bless you. Really have you and your family with us, Lord. God bless you. Somebody else just wants to stand and talk about the peace that God gives. Yes.
It's strange to say that.
Peace of God, which passes all understanding.
Oh, please, yes, sir.
If you've never been there, you will. I remember reading good, said, I'll go forward, same time. Look on the right hand, you not left, look on the left, you not left. Look behind, you can't find it. But, he said, he knows the way that I go.
Yes, sir.
And he tried, I stepped on forward.
Amen.
What he said, he told my life. And I will do it, he was faithful.
Amen, amen, sir. Mr. Shirley Grum told me,
when I was up there today, she said my favorite verse, I think she said it's carried her through for 15 years. Is that what she said, I think, Miss Betty? I think 15, the last 15 years is Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. You can't beat the peace of God. By the way, I didn't plan this tonight, but I believe the Lord wants us to park here just a moment. Somebody else say, Jody, I just got to stand and tell you about the peace. Yes. I don't know what she's going through. It's none of our business. But I think it'd be appropriate to gather around her. Let's sing this together a little bit. Can we do that as we sing this hymnal here? Just as we're gathering here, we're going to pray for her, ask God to be with her. Hey, why don't we just open the altar right now? And maybe there's other people here tonight say, Jody, I need this. Well, I need peace. I need this peace. And maybe God has stopped your pastor here talking about peace, and you're just like Miss Huskins here. You're like, you know, I think God's doing that for me tonight. So as we sing this together, they're praying here. And Brother Gary, I'm going to have you just come right over here, if you don't mind, and just quietly lead this group in prayer as we sing here. But we're going to open the altar, and if you want to leave your place and you want to come and you want to pray right now, as we sing this together, I want you to do that. Can we play this together? And let's sing this together. If you want to come, pray, you help yourself. What a treasure I have in this wonderful peace, buried deep in the heart of my soul. So secure that no power can mine it away. While the years of eternity roll.
wonderful peace coming down from the Father above. Spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. I am resting tonight in this wonderful peace, resting sweetly in Jesus' control. For I'm kept from all danger by night and by day, and His glory is flooding my soul. Peace, peace. My spirit forever I pray, in fathomless billows of love. And methinks when I rise to that city of peace, where the author of peace I shall see, that one strain of the song which the ransomed will sing in that heavenly kingdom shall be. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love.
I like it when the Lord works, you know what I mean? I like it when God touches down. I like it when the Lord takes over a service. And I'm telling you, let Him have His way, friends. Just let Him have His way. Why don't we do it this way? Why don't we bow our heads, close our eyes? Some of you may need to respond now. Some of you need to get out of your seat and just come to the altar. Just quit fighting it. Just come on. And ask God to help you. Ask God to give you peace. Ask God to give you what only He can give. We're going to sing this verse we just sung. And if God, from the balcony all the way down, now's your time. Hey, let the Lord have His way. Let God have His way. If God is speaking to your heart, if you need peace tonight, come on. Just come talk to God as we sing this together. Shall we do it?
And methinks when I rise to that city of peace, where the author of peace I shall see, that one strain of the song which the ransomed will sing, in that heavenly kingdom shall be. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above.
Mind the Lord, if you need to come, come on. People responding, I like it.
In fathomless billows of love.
We're going to go as long as the Lord wants us to here.
Ah, soul, are you here without comfort or rest? Rest much down the rough pathway of time. Make Jesus your friend ere the shadows grow dark. Oh, accept the sweet peace so sublime. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love.
We're going to sing on. I like it.
Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight rolls a melody sweeter than song. In celestial-like strains it unceasingly falls o'er my soul like an infinite calm.
Sing it.
Peace, peace, wonderful.
Still time for you. Don't fight it. Just come on. Just come talk to God about it. Come give God the glory. Come ask God for the peace that only He can give. As long as you respond, we'll keep going. People are responding. People are coming. I like it. I love it. I believe the Lord's all over it. And we keep singing as people respond. You just mind the Lord. Would you do it?
What a treasure I have in this wonderful peace, buried deep in the heart of my soul. So secure that no power can mine it away. While the years of eternity roll.
Don't fight it.
Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above.
Still time for you. Come on. I like it. Love it. Let's let the Lord have His way. Just come and talk to God about it. Come and pray. Come and ask God for peace that only God can give. He can give it to you, you know.
I am resting tonight in this wonderful peace.
A blessing. Amen.
Jesus control. For I'm kept from all danger by night and by day. The glory is flooding my soul.
Come on, folks. Just keep coming. Keep letting the Lord have His way. Asking God for peace that only God can give. He's the God of all comfort, God of all grace, and He's the God of peace.
Forever I pray, in fathomless billows of love, and methinks when I rise to that city of where the author of peace I shall see. That one strain of the song sing in that heavenly kingdom shall be. Peace, peace, wonderful. Coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love.
She's playing through that song. Yes, sir.
Amen. whatsoever things are good, of report, if these have any virtue. There's nothing in this world has that virtue but God.
Amen.
He's the only one that we can think on, just like this verse says.
Amen.
You start thinking on God and how good He's been to us.
Yes.
You can get some peace.
Amen.
And that's the only way.
Amen.
Through what He is and what He's done.
Absolutely.
Praise His high and holy
name. Amen. Amen. This meeting has turned into just, let's just stop and praise the Lord for a while. There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes that's what He wants. Some of you are going through major things, aren't you? Some of you are going through things that maybe nobody on planet Earth knows about. And right now, the Lord just wants to sit right beside you, pick you up and set you on His lap, and give you peace. The Lord's in this tonight. The Lord has His ways every now and then of just reminding you, this is not my church, it's not your church, it's His church. And He wants to be glorified, He wants to be praised. We give Him glory. I feel led to do this. I don't know really what to do, but I sense in my spirit God just wants us to gather as a church family. Those who can get on their knees, to get on their knees. Not ask Him for anything. Just get on our faces and say, thank You that we have peace in You. Thank You for Your peace. God is a God of peace. The Word of God says Jesus Christ is our peace. Peace is not something. Peace is someone. Do you understand that if you have Jesus, you have peace in the midst of a storm? It's like a little kid at night when it's storming, afraid. They don't know what to do. I just run into mom and daddy's room. Jump up in the bed with mom and daddy. And while they couldn't sleep in their room, they fall asleep in the arms of mom and dad. Still storming. Still lightning. Still pouring. Still thundering. Because you're in His hands, He gives you rest. I can't give you that rest. This church can't give you that rest. But the Lord can. Can we do it this way? Man, I hate to throw a curveball. We're not going to have any singing. I'm not even going to preach tonight. I think the Holy Spirit's done the preaching tonight. Amen. And this is a wonderful song. If you feel led to come to the altar, I want you to come now. We're just going to gather. We're going to end this service in prayer. Just begging God, thanking God for His peace. Come on, come on, come now. You can come out of the altar. You can come out of the balcony. Come on. You say, what are we doing? Hey, I just want to gather. I just want to thank God. If you just want to use your seat right there as an altar, you do that. You just want to turn around right there in your seat. Go ahead. Hey, we're not asking God for anything tonight. We're just going to gather as a church family just to say thank You. That's what we're doing. We're just going to say thank You, God, for the peace that You give. The world cannot take away. We give him glory for it, honor for it. Praise the Lord. What a service. What a service. We give him glory tonight. Praise the Lord. Will you indulge me as I sing a little bit? Do you mind? And methinks when I rise to that city of peace, where the author of peace I shall see, that one strain of the song which the ransomed will sing in that heavenly kingdom shall be. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love. Father, we love you tonight. And we thank you that you have taken full control of this service. We thank you that you have been the preacher tonight. And I pray, our Lord, as we bow on our knees and as we bow our heads and we bow our hearts, we just want to come to you tonight just to say thank you. We thank you for the peace that only you can give. Thank you for the peace that comes in the midst of a storm. Thank you for the peace that is enough and is sufficient. We praise you tonight for how good you've been. And may the will of God be done. Take full control of this church, and may this sweet peace be how we operate, I pray. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, dear God. Oh, how we thank you tonight for this peace. Please, help us to be a thankful people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We'll sing this in close. I am resting tonight in this wonderful peace, resting sweetly in Jesus' control. For I'm kept from all danger by night and by day, and His glory is flooding my soul. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fact, getting done early tonight, but I don't think the Lord's finished. Thank you for being here. And as I dismiss you at 7:12, may the Lord take us where He wants us to go. May we not get over this service any time in the near future. And may we as a church lift our voice and say, Lord, any time you want to do this, you go right ahead. This is your place. Amen or not tonight. God bless you. You're dismissed. Thank you for coming. That.